Hello, ladies. This is Megan. I know that for those of you who have heard me on recording before, you're probably like, it is? Because I sound a little like a frog. But that is what I have sounded like. Mel's laughing at me. The way I sound in my voice gives you an idea of the weekend. I have been struggling with allergies the entire time that she's been here, which has made it very interesting. So last night was the most sleep that I've had all week, and it was 7 hours. But other than that, I had slept in a chair and gotten maybe 4 to 5 hours. So it's been, it has been quite a time. Not only that, but I don't know why I should be surprised that when God sends someone to my home who has an anointing for inner healing, that the Lord would stir up stuff. But on day one, she had me in tears. In a good way. I mean, you know how that is. So anyway, so it's been, I say that to say that God has done a lot of preliminary work in just other areas. And so we both really feel like the ground is really tilled and we are ready for this moment, which is sort of like the cherry on top, the finishing piece. Denouement. So say that word again.
Denouement.
Yeah, that was the word that the Lord gave to Mel. You want to tell him what it means?
It is the finale.
Like the climax of the story.
The climax, like the finale in the plot or the narrative. He gave me a French word, which I don't speak French. So there you have it. It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. So just to give you, set the scene. Well, first of all, when I post this recording, I'm going to post some pictures and stuff because I really, first of all, I just want to honor you guys for the time commitment that you've made. And so I just wanted to let you all have the opportunity to feel like you were a part of it, because you are. And so I wanted to help facilitate that. And so we've got some pictures that we put up. And so we are sitting right now in the basement area, just to the side of where all the dyeing and stuff takes place. We are sitting under a framed silk of Under His Wing. And we are sitting on the couch. The dog is next to us, so you may hear Sketch chew on his bone or start licking his paws or something. So forgive him. And you'll hear me cough, obviously, because I'm doing it. My husband was down here sawing, so there's sawdust in the air, which is, of course, irritating my already sore throat. So forgive me, and you'll hear me drink some Pellegrino, which may mean I burp. We just decided that we were going to leave it recording the whole time. So that was Sketch over there saying, rrr. He's going to be frustrated because we're not petting him. So anyway, so I just wanted to sort of document this event for anyone who's interested. So don't feel like you have to listen to this, because of course we have no idea how long it's going to take. It's a little bit after 8:30 St. Louis time right now. And I have no, concept really of, how long it will take to go through this. I know that after I finish giving you the intro, I'm going to hand it off to Mel, and the Lord has put some things on her heart to just pray through at the beginning. And then actually we both separately felt like the Lord said that I am to read aloud what you guys have written, as opposed to having Mel read it to me. And so we both got that individually, and then we're both kind of sheepish about sharing it because it wasn't what we had decided on. And then when we found out that we both had got it, we were like, okay, thank you, Lord, for the confirmation. I think it's sort of funny how God works, because for me, I have a hard time processing if I'm just listening. And so for me to have to read it aloud, I think I'm going to get it a lot better. And so I'm going to read it aloud, and then Mel is going to ask me if I agree, and I'm going to say I do. So we're still, you know, facilitating it in a similar pattern. What am I forgetting? So anyway, so we're going to have this recording the whole time while we do everything else. So I'm not going to be talking to you guys, the rest of the time, but you basically are going to get to eavesdrop on the, not eavesdrop, because that would imply that you're not welcome, and you are welcome. So you're going to get to listen in, On the rest of it, I have tissues over here. I just squirted some Afrin, so hopefully I'm not going to get drippy, but if I have to blow my nose, forgive me. So, so I wanted to give you a couple of things that have happened so far. And so one of the things that happened was when I was doing the dye plan for my first dyeing session with Mel. We're going to do another one after we finish tonight because there's a few more things that we want to dye. When we were doing the plan, I had been praying about, I wanted to give her a gift, and I was like, okay, God, what's her gift? What's her gift? And so I just felt like what he said is to add a 22 by 72 into the mix. And so we get to the 22 by 72, and I said, okay, I said, I've got this 22 by 72, and I just want you to pray and tell me what it is, because I was going to let her prophesy over herself. And so she sees the colors. She's like, it's gray, white, and black. And she's like, man, that sounds ugly. And I'm thinking, I was like, okay, God, this is not going how I thought it was going to go. What is that about? And so basically the Lord started to... Say it again.
I was thinking it's going to look like a marble slab.
Which it kind of does, actually.
It actually does, and it is so amazingly regal and beautiful. But in my head, it just seemed bland and cold and lifeless.
But I'm thinking, of course, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, you know, for those who know me, I love to wear black and color stretches me, which is why it's ironic that the Lord picked this ministry. So I'm like, ooh, that sounds pretty. So anyway, so God ends up birthing this word. And so the name of the scarf is Justice. And so kind of the gist of this is one of the focuses at my church is justice and being a people of justice. And basically God's idea of justice is making wrong things right. And so when God sees poverty, justice is provision. When God sees, you know, someone who is sick, God's justice is healing. So when you're asking for God's justice, it's making wrong things right. So that is sort of the gist of the word. There's several, Psalms, that go with it. So Psalm 89 verse 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. The name Elohim Mizgab, which is the Lord is my defense. Psalm 59:17 is the verse that comes from. Unto thee, O my strength, I will sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. And then Psalm 85:10, mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And it actually has been anointed with an oil that was birthed this weekend while we went to go visit Carol, which was so fun because we birthed a new oil called Isaiah 61. And it's based off of the first three verses of Isaiah 61. And then finally, at the end, basically, it was like the end of the word is almost like seeing a gavel drop, you know, like you would with a judge where the gavel just drops. So it's like, amen, it's done. So anyway, so that's a little bit about it. And so then what God ended up telling me was that it was a gift for Mel, but that she was supposed to give it back to me. And gratefully, he told her the same thing. So I gave it to her and she gave it back to me. So it's mine. So this is God is bringing his justice over me and into my life. And so I'm actually wearing this right now on my head, which is what you see in the pictures. And what Dr. Mel is wearing is a scarf that we made that I had thrown an extra one in there, and that ended up being the one that the Lord had as a gift for her, which is breaking the barrier. And so that is what we are wearing in silk and declaring in the heavenlies in silk. Okay. Did I forget anything in the intro? Is that everything? Because I wanted to catch them up, tell them about the scarf, tell them where we are, give the update. I think that's everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's everything. So I'm going to hand it off to Mel and let her start with some prayer. You will hear me move around on this couch undoubtedly because my foot's falling asleep and I'm getting a cramp. So I'm going to be wiggling. So please forgive me as you listen. But I'm going to hand you over to Mel.
Okay.
All yours.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, hello. And I guess I'll start praying.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for your mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, mm-hmm. and for his blood and for his sacrifice, that he intercedes on behalf of us, all of us, this very moment. And I can picture him speaking and full of life and light. And as he pauses and he looks upon us, that he inclines his ear to us. Mm. Father, we love you with all of our hearts, our whole hearts, Father.
Yes, God.
That you are the Prince of Peace, the Tsar Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence. We say, come, Holy Spirit. We invite you here. May the winds of change blow this very moment in Jesus' name. And with the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak to any demonic spirit interfering, any level of interplay, communication, and you are bound in Jesus' name. There will be none of that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that we are under your wings, and you hide us in the cleft of the rock, Father, and we are safe, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. For setting us free.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak blessing over every intercessor and all the time that they've poured into this, Father. I ask to be multiplied back to them in the way in which they need it, Father.
Yes, God.
In every way, for it is through you, Lord, that all things are possible for those who believe, Lord. And I thank you for supplying them with every need that you know they need, that they think they need.
Yes, God.
That you go ahead and you give them that, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you, Father, for Sketch the dog.
Who is staring us down.
Thank you, Father, for your sense of humor and your ministering that's occurred through the four-footed friend over there. Amen. Okay, I'm going to hand it back to Megan now. And we are covered. And may the peace of God rest upon each of us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Kiss.
Okay. The dog is totally staring at me. I'm opening up the comments. I know this is a sidebar and a serious moment, but we all know how these moments can be. The dog is the same size as Mel. I just wanted you guys to know that. Technically, she weighs maybe 10 pounds more than the dog. But I'm just telling you, he looks bigger than her. He knows we're talking about him, so he came over. I'm not going to pet you right now. It's not that moment. I know you want it.
Oh, boy. He caught some wind.
Oh.
He cut some wind.
Be grateful that you guys are at a distance because apparently the dog just ripped one. Well, go lay down, good puppy. Go. Are you want to say hi? Say hi. Can you sniff it? All right. Sketch just sniffed the phone. He's giving us kisses. Thank you. Go lay down, my good puppy. Go lay down. You're a very good dog. You're a very... Mwah. Okay. Go lay down. Go lay down. Go lay down and try not to asphyxiate Mel. It hasn't wafted over here yet, but that's because I got the head and she's got the rear.
Oh, it's okay. That's all right.
Sketch, that is not laying down. I told you to lay down.
You better listen to Mama. You lay it down right there. You lay next to me.
Go on. Down. Down. Oh, yeah, it's wafting this direction. Sorry, guys. All right. Whew, thank you, Jesus.
It's nothing like it was, though.
Okay. So I am just going to read the responses, the comments that you guys posted, in the order that they're posted. So I'm starting with Rosalind's. And I'm not reading the first part, which explains what she's doing. Okay.
The next one is a general prayer.
Okay, and Mel is telling me to skip her next one, which is a general prayer. So I'm going to start with this first one. Okay. Whew. Megan, I see as a person who walks in a high level of integrity. I love that you are so very transparent. That makes me safe to be me. I affirm the way you take so much care when you communicate to make sure every nuance and tone is clear. You are a person who uses negative experience in the life behind you as teachings of joy for yourself and others today. This is just a start, a small, tiny sampling dealing with only with character. I will cover other areas later.
Do you agree with what she said?
I do.
It's the truth?
It is the truth.
Amen.
Okay. Excuse me, guys. Okay. I'm going to read your prayer later because I want to see that. Okay. And so this is Dr. Mel's. Okay. Abba, Father, I lift these words up to you. May your truth shine bright and pierce the darkness. Anything not of you, I pray in Jesus' name to fall to the ground. Number one, Megan's character. Integrity, solid as a rock, been tested and refined through fiery trials, smooth as glass. Second, gifts, prophecy and faith, sensing more and more coming and being given by the Holy Spirit. Three, anointings, smeared with the presence of the Lord. Shalom. Isaiah 61:1-3. God is funny. Number four, fruit of the ministry. Joy, love, peace, gentleness, patience, self-control, endurance, and hope to those in great need of a yoke-shattering touch from the Messiah. From Messiah Jesus. Helps if I actually read what's on there. Five, the characteristics I love most about Megan include sense of humor, gentleness, intelligence, humility, and strength. She is like Jesus with skin on. Have I used that expression with you before? Do you know that's an expression I use? Okay, sorry. I know I'm supposed to be paying attention. I had to ask. Okay. Having a little trouble reading. Forgive me. Blinking some tears. Number six. The following words come to mind when I reflect upon the way Megan ministers to me. Truth spoken in love, gentle embrace with her words, reflects the Father's heart, peace upon peace, gracious, slow to anger, patient, kind, always points to Jesus, washes others in the word, builds others up in truth and love, humble, generous, patient, fast forgiver, and desire to see Jesus set people free. Seven, the quality that stands out to me the most about Megan is unshakable faith in an everlasting and loving Father, Jesus, beautiful clay jar with powerful treasure. The scripture that comes to mind is 2 Corinthians 4:7. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves.
Do you agree with those words?
I do.
Is it the truth?
Yes.
Amen.
I'm not coughing because I don't agree. I'm coughing because my throat is sore. Julie B. Megan, you bowl me over with the lengths you go to get the message delivered and delivered exactly as given. I am encouraged by your transparency in opening your heart and testimony for strangers to view. That's a show that shows a great deal of trust in our Father and Jesus. You don't know what it might open you to, but you know he uses everything to restore, encourage, and draw the lost to him. You know he has you in his hand, and he will take care of anything that could be used against you. The walk of faith and trust is encouraging to others. He trusts you too with the hurts, pain, disappointment, unbelief, fears, insecurities, dreams, hopes, and destinies. He trusts you too with others' hurts. I don't know if I said that right, but I knew. Sorry, it's hard to read when I have tears in my eyes. Okay. Try not to cough in the mic. He trusts you that you will deliver his love, encouragement, correction to get his sheep into alignment with him. He trusts you will convey how important and cherished each of his children are to him. Megan, you are so talented and gifted in creating images that bring glory to God. These images are so much more than beautiful. They motivate and encourage. They inspire others to press forward, stand firm, trust, and celebrate his goodness. Megan, your generosity in your giving is incredible and so shows how big the Father's heart is. You've done it in complete faith that you will be taken care of no matter how much it might cost you. You do this not only in deed, but in your generosity of spirit too. It's noticed and it seems to just bubble out of you. I have been blessed since the day I ran across your website.
Are those words true?
Yes.
Are they about you?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
I do.
All of it?
I do.
Amen.
Whoo! You guys are messing me up. Okay. Christine. Megan, the ways your character shines out to me are in your obedience to the Father, your desire for excellence, your faithfulness to continue to sow and give into God's kingdom, even when it is a sacrifice of love out of what you may perceive to be your need. I also see that the Lord trusts you because you don't take shortcuts, especially when it comes to relationships. I am blessed by picturing you in worship to our Lord in your secret place with him, where you have your audience of one. You have been gifted with a sensitivity to him. When Holy Spirit beckons, you hear and you respond. You may have once been blind, but you are willing to open your eyes and see. Now he has gifted you with the ability to see on levels you didn't even know were possible. The Lord is using these abilities to bless, minister, and teach others to see and to sense and respond to him. When I asked about the fruit of your ministry, I saw a picture of many people dancing with your scarves. The scarves were swirling around them like streamers. You could see the joy on their faces. The Lord continues to use you to bring freedom, joy, and restoration of intimacy with him. I believe that ties into the question he asked you this week about how deep do you want to go. You are truly a blessing, a treasure, and a joy to have as a sister and friend.
Are those words true?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
I do.
Amen.
Okay, hang on a second. I need lip gloss.
Where is it?
It's behind you. It's on the it's on the shelf below where your coffee is, and it's by the front edge. If you look from the front side. There. Yes.
Thank you. I'm gonna add giving good instructions.
Oh. Thank you. Okay. A woman must have moist lips. Oh, it's all right. I'll keep it here because goodness knows I'll probably cry and whimper and eat the rest of it off. Okay, Pellegrino. Life is good. I hope you guys are bearing with me sounding like a frog. All right. Rosalind. Oh. She just wrote the most. It was beautiful in cyberspace. Ate it. Oh. I have had that happen. I can totally identify. Okay. Megan, I am trusting the angels to bring the words to you. I receive it. For now, I am going to say integrity, courage, generosity of spirit, ardent, transparent, keep priorities, keeping God first, even when the flesh tries to pull you away. Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and goodness. Fruit of the ministry, the lives that are changed, the people He brings to work alongside you, increase in our lives as we walk with you. I love that you pull giftings and anointings out of other people. I love the way God has put the prophetic together with the creative, with the business anointings in one vessel who pays honor to our Most High God in such a manner as befitting the King. We look and see the work that our God has wrought in creating you and in presenting His bride to Himself, and we say, it is good. Do you agree with the words spoken over you, Megan? Yes, I do.
All of it?
Yes.
Amen.
Mel will tell you, I'm holding my own hand right now. I have this goofy little thing. I am convinced I must have done this when I was in the womb, and now it's a comfort thing. I stick my thumb in between my pointer finger and my middle finger, like, for those of you who know sign language, like the letter T, and then I cock my wrist in towards my body. It's this little goofy thing. It looks like a hand gesture a kid would do, and I never noticed it until like 2 years ago, and I do it all the time. And it's like a thing when I'm like comforting myself. I hold my own hand, so apparently I'm comforting myself. Just thought I'd share that moment with you. Okay. Kim O. Megan's character and what characteristics I love most about her. I love the tenderness that Megan possesses. Her heart is so soft and easily moved by the smallest perceptions of the Holy Spirit and on behalf of His people. It blesses and witnesses to me how her sensitivity manifests in the most thoughtful ways. I recognize that this tenderness she exhibits has been wrought by God in ways that have refined her. For this quality, most of all, I am thankful. Number two, Megan's gifts and reflections on the way Megan has ministered to me. One of the more profound gifts I see exemplified by Megan is that of bringing hope. By way of prophecy, word of knowledge, obedience, and more, I see this reflected in many testimonies. It is amazing what kind of fruit can spring from those kernels of hope. In my own personal walk with Jesus, her words and silks have brought me hope that have fostered an even deeper faith. Number three, Megan's anointing. This does not sound like your typical anointing, but then neither is our Father typical. I like that, that's true. We are all called to be vessels for God, but I believe that Megan is specifically anointed to be a special vessel. What God pours into her is so vast and pure, and she in turn pours out what God has given her with such care and love and without imperfection. God has called her to be so much more than a simple jar, but a conduit of his love and grace. 4, the fruit of Megan's ministry. In one word, freedom. Megan's obedience in carrying the word of God throughout the kingdom has broken many bonds to bring freedom in countless areas. Her faithfulness in delivering God's message has cut loose amazing worship, broken fear off many hearts, encouraged God's people to press into breakthrough, and so much more, all because they were set free. I am so blessed and humbled by your example. The purity and tenderness that you display in your walk with the Father inspires and encourages me more than you know. Bless you.
Do you agree with these words?
I do.
All of them?
Yes.
Do you receive it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I don't know if it warns you. Okay.
Yes.
I'm mopping up my tears with the scarf. I have a saying that Holy Spirit tears are always safe anointing for silk. Okay. Woo, from Christina. Okay. I need to get a drink before I start this because I know Christina. Megan, come close to the tree of life and sit with me. We are safe in the sight of the sacred and the innocent. I call a spring lamb to come near you, pure and white as snow. He bounds, he leaps for joy, kicking his heels all the way into your arms. You are safe and trustworthy, says the Lord, a loving mother, a generous and kind teacher. Go with these gifts into the earth and allow me to multiply you in all areas. There is no end to what we will accomplish together. We are sealed with an eternal kiss. Megan, I am overwhelmed with emotion as I write these words. I water your garden with my tears and believe your sweetest dreams and deepest desires will grow and blossom, thrive and expand the kingdom of God on earth. I agree with my Lord. I see and daily receive the many benefits of your motherly love and teaching gifts. The deep water of your love commingles with Christ and bring healing to my heart on multiple levels. The multiplication of God is on you, in you, and moves through you. I just burped at you, I'm sorry. It touches and releases a heavenly explosion. See, there's the explosion. It touches and releases a heavenly explosion to those hearts who are willing to receive in an atmosphere of hope leading to faith. The one thing I would like to add to what my Lord mentioned is to bring honor and light to your heart of worship. Whatever the Lord hands you is immediately perceived as an opportunity to worship. I swear, if you woke up tomorrow morning with an 11th toe, you would scream in ecstasy with the new manifestation of God's love. The Lord has favored me with an extra toe, praise God. He is truly a God of increase. Sweet, sweet, beloved Megan. All this to say, I love you dearly, miss you terribly, and pray the Lord lavish you with joy today. Megan, my dear sister, please accept the love of God lavished upon you today. It is a seamless quilt which will cover you for eternity.
Do you agree with these words?
I do.
All of them?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, and then Christina posted another little blurb. Oh. Love this service. You do not only help the needs of God's people, it also brings many more thanks to God. It is proof of your faith. I need to read that again. Okay, so love. Love, This service you do not only helps the needs of God's people, it also brings many more thanks to God. It is proof of your faith. Many people will praise God because you obey the good news and because you freely share with them and all others. 2 Corinthians 9, 12 and 13. Mel is supposed to be asking me if I agree, but apparently Sketch just ripped a really bright one. And so she's leapt off of her end of the couch and is coming down by me to get away from it. I'm sorry. Okay.
Do you agree?
I do.
With all of it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. You guys should be feeling really happy that you're getting this at distance right now, because he's really charging the atmosphere. Yes. The chicken in his dinner got overboiled. Okay. Whew. I'm taking a drink. Oh my heavens, you guys are messing me up in such a good way. Thank you. Don Elda. It is my honor and privilege to affirm you today. Your character is one of uncompromising integrity. One knows immediately that you are trustworthy, honest, faithful, and true. You are able to keep what has been entrusted to you. People know what you speak is truth. You are a safe place. Megan, you have the gift of making each individual you come in contact with feel special. You can put someone immediately at ease. You see others' gifts even when they don't see them themselves. You have the ability to look with your Father's eyes and communicate what the Father sees in a very clear way. You affirm with love and genuineness. One knows that what you say is true, both because of your integrity and because of the authority with which you speak. You have gentle strength. Another gift that is clearly evident in you, Megan, is the gift of giving. Your generosity is unparalleled. It is obvious that you both love to give and live to give. I'm nodding. Yes. There is no doubt that this is truly a gift and demands expression because you are able and willing to give out of your need. That part of you is incredibly rare and precious. Megan, I see an anointing on you to be the touch and voice of God to people. That is because you know God. Really know God through your relationship with Him. You are able to represent Him because of this, and you represent Him well and accurately. He trusts you to do this because He knows you, Megan. Really knows you, and He knows you will represent Him well, no matter what. It never occurred to me that by recording it, you would just listen to me have a snot fest. So sorry. Okay. Woo! Jesus. Okay. The fruit of your ministry is an abundance of people who now know, really know, that God loves them. And he knows exactly where they are, and knows exactly what they need, and is more than willing to give it to them.
People who receive through your ministry, Megan, experience a personal touch directly from God. Their name is written on the palm of his hand, and they are ever before him, never forgotten. And they know this because you have shown them through your ministry. One of the characteristics I appreciate most about you is that you do not hold back. I can trust you to say what you think. I know that you will do all that God has told you to do, and you will stick with something to get it right, work it out, see it through, resolve, and overcome. You have an unwavering commitment that is wholehearted. You are a woman of excellence and completion. Another quality that I admire in you, Megan, is your undeniable and unshakable trust in God. Though you will argue, you will question, and you will wonder about his wisdom, and it's very true, you will ultimately obey. Yeah. When it is all said and done, you lay it all down because you absolutely, wholeheartedly trust your God. And that is why he in turn trusts you. Megan, I know that this is probably uncomfortable for you because it seems all about you. Yes. But rest assured, I hear you and know it is ultimately all about him. It is God in you that I see and affirm, but it is you, dear, humble, sweet Megan, who has allowed God to be all that he wants to be through you. I see him shine so brightly through you because of you. Keep on keeping on. God in you is beautiful to behold. I love you and am blessed to call you friend. I'm officially snotty. Hang on. Snot is not okay on silk. Okay.
Do you agree?
I do.
Amen.
I need a drink of Pellegrino, just to be clear. Okay. This one is Amanda. Thoughts that come to mind when I think about Megan. So many. Proverbs 31:10-31 is what has been on my heart. Some of the verses are a tad out of order because they are grouped together. However, I paired certain ones together, led of the Lord, so from the Message with some references to the King James. A good woman is hard to find, worth far more than diamonds. A virtuous woman means one with strength, might, efficiency, wealth. You are a woman who doesn't say, I am strong enough to get through this. You say, he is my strength, and through it all, I will become strong through him. You are a woman who understands that it is never by your might, but by his. The efficiency you flow in comes from seeking Abba Father first, his direction, guidance, and counsel before you do anything. Truly, you are worth more than any treasure on this earth. You are a treasure on this earth. You are worth it all, worth dying on the cross for. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it. Never spiteful, she treats him generously all her life long. Ponder your marriage testimony, your testimony and Alan's testimony. Actions speak louder than any words I could write or speak. The King James Version says, the heart of her husband doth trust her. Remember that your husband's heart belongs wholly to you and no other. He has no need of spoil. Alan has no need for anything other than you, especially since you put the Lord and his will above all else. You and Alan will enjoy the fruits of each other's labors all the days of your lives. And what God has joined together, let no man or woman separate. Amen. She shops around for the best yarns and cottons, and she enjoys sitting and sewing. Oh, knitting and sewing. Sorry, not sitting. The King James says, she worketh willingly with her hands. Adonai has blessed you with incredible gifts and talents that you have laid before him and sought to know what it is he wants you to do. He has given you and entrusted you with dyed-for-you ministries, and you are always seeking the best fabrics, materials, dyes, etc. that he directs you to choose that will bring his name greater glory and honor. I declare that you do enjoy sewing because you work willingly. I receive that by faith. She is like a trading ship that sails to faraway places and brings back exotic surprises. Brings her food from afar. Selah, died for you via internet thus far. Okay, I gotta pause. Amanda, if you were here, you would see Mel just did the Holy Ghost shimmy for the rest of you. You know how sometimes when the Lord will hit you, you have your little, we'll call it spiritual Tourette's or something. You know, we have like the response. Yeah, Mel does this little shimmy. It's kind of funny. So all of a sudden she did a shimmy. It was cute. Okay, sorry. Selah, died for you via internet. Yeah, she did it again. This is random side note. So there's a letter on my justice scarf. It's the
het.
The het, which apparently in chat rooms, they'll put that word, which is roughly the equivalent of LOL.
It's the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. We still have to hear it spoken by someone who actually speaks fluent Hebrew.
But we get the idea and it means... Yeah, so laugh out loud. So God put the laugh out loud on
me. Doubled it on you.
He doubled it. I have it on each side. Okay. Died for you via internet. I was waiting to see if she was going to shimmy again. Thus far. Ooh, thus far just by... Wait a minute. What are you implying? Are you implying it will be brick and mortar at some point? Oh. Okay, she's shimmying again. Okay, sorry. Woo! I had not ever thought of that.
Amen.
Okay. Died for you via internet thus far, has truly sailed across the four corners of this world, and people and the people he has divinely connected you with is stunning and awesome. Selah, my beautiful friend. Sorry. Selah, my beautiful friend. Now, consider that as Died For You Ministries grows, how the Lord is going to send you and Alan throughout this world to preach and declare the word of God, and what greater surprises he has in store. Selah, beautiful one, Selah. You are his vessel, and he has and will continue to send forth. Died For You is bringing exotic surprises and food to his people worldwide. But consider what he will bring to you and Alan. Selah. She's up before dawn and preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. First thing you do when you awake is go to your chair and spend time eating and feasting on the word to prepare not just yourself, but for Alan and for all of your, quote, children. And again, you seek him first and his ways, so it automatically organizes your day according to the path and instructions Abba Father has given you. I love that you are not a mother who simply brings toast and milk to the table for your family. You, oh, that sounds really good. I'm hungry. you prepare a feast every single day because God has shown you that your husband and each child you have is different and unique and requires different foods. I've never ever heard you grumble or complain, not once. Rather, I always hear the joyful, cheerful love of a tender-hearted wife and mother who gladly prepares whatever she needs to, whenever she needs to, and however she needs to. She looks over a field and buys it. Then, with money she's put aside, plants a garden. King James Version. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. You sought the Lord, and he presented a generous, kingdom-sized field and asked you, "What price is this worth to you, Megan?" And you considered the cost of Died For You's field, and you considered the cost of your marriage's field, and then you considered the cost he paid for you, and without hesitation you said, "Whatever the cost, it is worth it all." Together with the Lord, what a garden and vineyard you are planting. The laborers he brings and that he has chosen are hardworking, diligent, faithful, willing, and have a heart to serve and to be obedient to the Lord, love God, love their neighbor, and love themselves. First thing in the morning, she dresses for work, rolls up her sleeves, eager to get started. King James says, she girdeth her loins with strength, strengtheneth her arms. She senses the worth of her work and is in no hurry to call it quits for the day. I am reminded that while putting on the full armor of God, that one of the things stated is gird your loins with truth. He is the Word, which is truth. He is truth. And in his presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. I've never heard you once complain, grumble, sound remotely put off, or less than enthusiastic to do that which the Lord instructs you to do each and every day. His strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. And truly, it is difficult to find a weakness in you. And truly, it is difficult to find a weakness in you because Jesus absolutely shines through you. Let me be perfectly clear. I am in no way saying you are perfect or putting you on a pedestal. Rather, I honor the decision you make every day to lay your life down to die daily so that Jesus may be seen and glorified in everything you do, no matter how long it takes, no matter the cost. You understand that this is not about you, but all about the glory, honor, power, and blessing of the Most High God to manifest and be established in the hearts of his people and in all the earth. She's skilled in the crafts of home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household and keeps them all busy and productive. Homemaking is not just about cleaning and cooking. Homemaking is everything in and of the home, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. You are sensitive and diligent at all times to be led of the Lord when creating what the Williams household needs so that it will be all that God has called you all to be. I get it, sorry. You are sensitive and diligent at all times to be led of the Lord and creating what the Williams household needs so that it will be all that God has created it to be. She's quick to assist anyone in need, reaches out to help the poor. Just like the character of Abba Father, you do not withhold any good thing from anyone and always give such good gifts, whether that is a physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual need. You are willing to reach out and serve your fellow siblings in Christ. Nothing is too costly for you to give or serve to another. And because of the faith like Abraham that you have, what you may see as only a few fishes and loaves of bread is truly a feast to feed multitudes that is served efficiently and with great ease. Her husband is greatly respected when he deliberates with the city fathers. King James says, her husband is known at the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. What a blessing and an honor for any wife to have a husband as a gift from the Lord. You truly have this in Alan, and he is a double blessing and double portion to you. What a promise and incredible prophetic insight into what is and is to come for him and you. Alan is endowed with the Lord's commanding authority, which he does not wield for his own glory and gain. Alan has great wisdom, insight, knowledge, and authority, and discernment, which he handles and uses, directed of the Lord, with great joy, peace, humility, boldness, love, gentleness, and kindness. Elders of the land sit and converse with Alan with great comfort and a level of trust that most seek and hope for but never find. Alan doesn't seek this type of status, but the Lord lifts him up and honors Alan with this. What is, excuse me, truly beautiful is that the elders of the land see that the elders of the land see that you, Megan, are at your husband's side, adorning him, adorning his arm like a tribe of Asher wife, prized. A wife that has great fear and reverence for the Lord and his temple, for her husband, and great respect and graciousness for others. You are both sought after by kings and elders because you and Alan are royalty, great ambassadors, counsel, and confidants. She doesn't worry about her family when it snows. Their winter clothes are all mended and ready to wear. She makes her own clothing and dresses in colorful linens and silks. She designs gowns and sells them, brings the sweaters she knits to the dress shops. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile. You don't worry because you trust wholly and solely in the Lord. You cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. You take his yoke because it is easy and it is light. Everything in your marriage, family, friends, and ministry is taken care of, and you do not have to toil or strive for needs to be met. I am reminded of being clothed in the armor of God, the fruit of the Spirit, a quiet and gentle spirit, righteousness, love, and peace. So how does this tie into designing, selling, and making your own clothes? God directs you every day how to clothe each person that is in your life with the things that you alone are gifted to do. They come to your shop, you, and the Lord shows you what they need to be clothed in. He helps you design a garment that they need with the things you have, love, character, wisdom, etc., so that they are no longer naked and bare in the areas they are lacking. Interesting how this parallels died for you, isn't it? You're able to, quote, sell them, sell meaning that you are profiting from them, so how are you profit? Wait, sell meaning that you are profiting from them, so how are you profiting? In turn, there are many people who clothe you with the things that they have been gifted by the Lord to deposit into you. You are also profiting in the richness of love, friendship, and joy that comes from the interaction and relationships. That's very true. The elegant clothes you present are very much well-made and elegant, and yes, all of this done with a smile, not only on your face, but very much on your heart. From the King James Version, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in a time to come. Selah, beautiful one, Selah. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. Your words are not idle. They are on purpose, seasoned with salt and grace. Your words are spoken in season and are like apples of gold and silver settings. The richness and depth of your words very much reflect your heart that is so deep, beautiful, tender, refined, loving, and adorned so richly in God. You are such a treasure, and your heart's treasure is not of this world. There is kingdom wealth and richness in you. And what is awesome is that your heart serves as a mirror that reflects just a glimpse of the treasure you have laid up in heaven waiting for you. Her children respect her and bless her. Her husband joins her with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. Give her everything she deserves. Festoon her with life. Festoon her life with praises. King James, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. The only thing I can say is that the fruit of your marriage, friends, family, relationships, and your ministry speak for themselves. Let the words of this exercise and that of your husband speak loud and clear to you. I pray you receive them with ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive and keep it. Because of the humility, love, character, and grace you walk in daily, it is the Lord who desires to lift you and give honor where honor is due. You are cherished, loved, honored, respected, preferred, blessed, a treasure. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Do you agree with these words?
I do.
Amen.
Amen. Want to say anything else?
Is that she's last one?
That's the last one. I am so incredibly humbled at the amount of time that you guys spent doing it, and I have often used an example when talking with others that so often people have such a misperception from the false reflection that people have held up to them over time, that it's a little like being at one of those mirror houses at a carnival, and we get so used to looking at the distorted version of ourselves that we don't really know what a clear reflection looks like. And so I feel like you guys have held up an accurate mirror today, and it is exceedingly humbling, and I am very blessed. Thank you.
As the voice, I just feel like I
hear collectively the words, it is our honor, it is our privilege, it is our right to speak these words over you. It's our right to do so as you receive it, and it's with utter joy and delight that we do it. And I feel like there's a picture I keep having, and it's putting a hand over your heart. Okay. Do you want me to hold this?
Yes.
Okay. Hand over your heart and taking it all in and... This sounds so official swearing in, but repeat after me. Father.
Father.
I receive these words.
I receive these words.
These are your words, Holy One.
These are your words, Holy One.
They are forever imprinted upon my heart.
They are forever imprinted upon my heart.
My heart loves well.
My heart loves well.
Wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
I have your heart, Father God.
I have your heart, Father God.
There is no room.
There is no room.
For a seedling.
For a seedling.
Of jealousy.
Of jealousy.
Not an ounce.
Not an ounce.
Cannot penetrate this heart.
Cannot penetrate this heart.
I'm questioning, how does it feel to say that?
It feels good.
That no jealousy,
it feels good,
can get anywhere near this heart.
It's like, I feel like, I feel like the protection isn't even that close. I feel like the protection is at a wider diameter.
Amen.
So it's like, it's not even that it could even get close to my heart, because it's at a wide diameter.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen. 8 millimeters to 8 feet to 8 yards out. It's going out.
Amen.
Exponentially going out.
Yes, moving away. Can't even come close.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And we seal you in Jesus' name for everything that was said and spoken upon you today.
That you are sealed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we breathe upon you new life. In Jesus' name, new life begins now. Mark the day. Mark the time. You are not 3 rungs short. You extend your reach all the way up. There will be no shackles. There will be no binding. There will be no demonic spirit of any kind, spirit of death. You are broken off of my sister now. In Jesus' name, your authority, you have none. You've been decommissioned. You've been dethroned. You will not speak to her anymore. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. The hand of God is upon you.
Yes.
Hand of God. And he rests his wrist. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. What do you think, Sketch?
Is that it? That's it. I think that's it. Ladies, thank you for hanging with us. Thank you for everything words cannot express. My gratitude. Bless you. I love each one of you. You are truly gifts from God to me, and the Lord knows how to give good gifts.
Amen.
And so I just thank you, and again, just agree with the prayer that we said earlier, that God would multiply it back to you. You guys are a blessing. I love you.
We love you.